I guess healthcare is the government's business after all. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Ebola story has turned the usual debate upside down. Usually critics are accusing the government of interfering too much. This time, though, it stands accused of not interfering enough. You remember back when the president was appointing czars during the economic contagion of 2009? You had critics saying, enough with all the czars.
And nowhere in our Constitution can you find the word czar.
But on the Ebola issue, critics like Senator John McCain criticized him for not appointing a czar.
We don't know exactly who's in charge. There has to be some kind of czar.
Of course, when the president finally did appoint the czar, his choice immediately took flak for being merely a problem solver instead of a doctor. While at the very same time, Dr. Thomas Frieden, director of the CDC, got flak for being merely a doctor instead of a problem solver. But out of all this, there is one patch of common ground. Nobody seems willing to trust the private healthcare system, like the hospital in Dallas, where those nurses became infected. Everybody thinks the feds ought to take charge. Even Senator Ted Cruz, who a year ago was leading a cutoff in funding that shut down the federal government, came out over the weekend in favor of giving the president a blank check.
We need to devote whatever resources are needed to contain this Ebola outbreak.
Now, instead of liberating healthcare from the government's grip, everybody wants to get it into a bear hug. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.